is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market?
Well, Leslie, that's the $100 question today. As we saw good follow-through to the upside this morning on the opening from yesterday's higher closes, it looked like it was going to be another day of, you know, great gains to the upside. Then after making new highs, we started seeing this market work its way down. Pretty soon we was trading negative, and it looked like it was going to turn out to be kind of a bad day towards the end of the session. The buying came back into the cattle, put us back up on a positive note at the close, and there was really no fresh news out there. We did see choice box beef $1.33 higher today at mid-morning. Selects up 36, moved 98 total lows. Saw an estimated cattle kill day of 114,000 head. On the close, June cattle were 72 cents higher. August live cattle, 77 higher. May feeders up 22, but August feeders were 92 cents higher. And June hogs also 92 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The buzz of cicadas fills the air. Heat waves shimmer off the hay fields. And you know it's time to bale hay. You need a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time, giving you years of trouble-free service. That hay trailer is the legendary Red Rhino by GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob offers the Red Rhino in both bumper pull and gooseneck versions. Red Rhino hay trailers can handle from 5 bales up to 14 bales in both inline and double-wide models. Red Rhino is only available from GoBob Pipe and Steel or authorized GoBob dealers. Red Rhino, known to be the heaviest hay trailers made. Red Rhino, known to have the highest resale value. Red Rhino, the best hay trailers built, period. Don't go through this hay season without a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time. Don't go through this hay season without a Red Rhino. Only available at GoBob Pipe and Steel. See all the Red Rhino hay trailers and video demonstration now at GoBob.com. Act now while preseason sale prices are still in effect.
When you go Bob, you go quality. GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob.
Tom, is the Kansas Wheat Tour, is that influencing our wheat prices today?
It didn't help us any, I don't think, today, Leslie. As the Wheat Tour is on its first leg today, we also have rain in the forecast, and we also have a serious trend to the downside in our wheat market. Put all that together, another day of downside for the wheat and negative closes for the wheat. We also saw the wheat and the corn, even though they made new lows for 2015 today, bounce off those lows at the end of the day, but only the wheat managed to stay on the negative side. On the close today, July KC wheat was 8 cents lower. September KC wheat also 8 cents lower. In July, Chicago wheat down 6 and a quarter. July corn closed a penny and a half higher. December corn up a penny and a quarter. July soybeans 8 and a half cents higher, with November up 5 and a half. And July cotton 8 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866 Go to Tom.
That's your market wrap-up for the Radio Oklahoma Network.